Pope Francis and Africa, his love for the continent was great. Date modified 2025-04-21T16:26:44.529Z, description: African Catholics, who are becoming more important in the Church, remember a man who spoke for them. Africa remembers Pope who spoke for the continent, April 21, 2025, save, Beryl Monaco and Damien Zane. BBC News, save, AFP. During his 2015 trip to the Central African Republic, Pope Francis visited a mosque and called on people to reject hatred. Millions of African Catholics, as well as the continent's leaders, are mourning a man who they felt spoke for Africa. Home to nearly a fifth of the Church's followers, or 272 million people, Africa is becoming increasingly important in the Catholic world, and observers say Pope Francis did a lot to raise the profile of the continent within the institution. Heads of state reflected the sentiments of many, describing how the late Pope spoke out for the marginalized. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu called him a tireless champion of the poor, and his South African counterpart Cyril Ramaphosa highlighted his worldview of inclusion and equality. The Vatican says that over the past year, 7 million Africans have converted to Catholicism, making the continent one of the fastest growing regions for the Church. This Pope has made a lot of efforts to make our faith inclusive. I remember him with joy, Ghanaian Catholic Abba Emissa Kwenu told the BBC in the capital, Accra. He was really loved by all because of his stance on the poor and the marginalized, Rev. George Obengapa added. At the Holy Family Basilica in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, Rosemary Muthui said worshippers there will remember the Pope as a man who brought change to the Church, especially in promoting equality. His love for the African Church was great, and we will miss him, she told the BBC. She said she met him when he went to Kenya a decade ago on the first of his 5 visits to the continent, which took in 10 African countries in all. His last in 2023 was to South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, Kitsida Ndongo Rachel did not hesitate when she broke protocol to personally meet the Pope. My heart was beating, I was less than 100 meters away. I slipped between the security agents, knelt down and asked the Pope for his blessing, the journalist remembers. He blessed me, and he blessed my rosary. Kitsida Ndongo Rachel, journalist Kitsida Ndongo Rachel was desperate to meet Pope Francis on his trip to DR Congo in 2023. She says her actions were influenced by the Pope's teachings, which spoke to her about what can be done in her conflict-ridden country. When we listen to him, we feel that he wanted or he wants justice for the Democratic Republic of Congo. He knows that millions of people have died. Live coverage of reaction to the Pope's death. Francis, Pope from Latin America who changed Catholic Church. Pope Francis's life in pictures. What happens next? Nigeria and Kenya have among the highest weekly church attendance rates globally, while DR Congo, Cameroon, Uganda, and Angola also have strong Catholic communities. One of the biggest things Pope Francis did for Africa was to bring global attention to the continent's importance in the Catholic Church, said Charles Collins, managing editor of Crux, a leading Catholic news website covering Vatican affairs and Catholicism. He has not only spoken about Africa's struggles but has physically gone to marginalized areas, showing solidarity with victims of war, displacement, and injustice, said Father Stan Chuilo, president of the Pan-African Catholic Theological Network. During his 2015 trip to the Central African Republic, the Pope pressed home a message of peace amid conflict there. Pope Francis appealed for peace after performing the rare gesture in 2019. In 2019, in a highly symbolic moment at the Vatican, the Pope knelt down and kissed the feet of South Sudan's rival leaders. His trip to the country 4 years later was a special peace mission that included then Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby. Pope in South Sudan tells clergy to raise voices against injustice, and in a letter sent in the last week of March, Pope Francis urged President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to prioritize peace, reconciliation, and development for the benefits of their people, South Sudanese. But the need to make that plea speaks to the limits of the Pope's power, as there are now fears the country could be on the brink of another civil war, AFP, Africa is becoming increasingly important in the Catholic world, despite the remarkable growth of the Church on the continent and the creation of new African cardinals. Africa remains underrepresented in high-ranking Vatican positions. The Catholic Church's future is African, but it hasn't yet translated into real influence at the Vatican. That shift is still to come, Mr. Collins said. Now attention starts to turn to who will succeed him and whether an African could take the helm for the first time in 1,500 years. An African pope is not a question of if but when, because the Catholic Church in Africa is now a theological, spiritual, and demographic powerhouse, Father Ilo said. Additional reporting by Thomas Natty, Peter N. George, and Nicola Mandil, Getty Images/BBC, go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent, follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Catholicism Pope Francis Christianity Africa.